This isn't me. It's not. I'm... I was going to say I'm better than this, but... I'm not. I know that now. I used to think I was better than this. But... I'll be honest. It's so very easy for me to have a crush on someone. But then again, it's easy for anyone to have a crush on someone. Crushes are by their very nature fleeting and sweetly superficial. You can have a crush on someone you meet or someone you see. An absolute stranger. You imagine that you're in some romantic comedy. That you're the lead and they are your true love. You picture what will happen next. How your eyes will meet, sparks will fly, and then you'll declare your love. You embrace and the credits roll. In the middle of a crush. Fleeting and superficial. It's dramatic. It's love and death, but then you move on. They walk away and you forget that they even exist. They'll find their soulmate somewhere else. And you move on. To others. Strangers who you'll never pursue. Never speak to. For me, it's because of a lack of trust. Because I've been hurt so badly in the past. In the end, it's simple. Fleeting, it's just a crush. Crushes are simple. They are harmless, they are fleeting, they are sweet. They don't require anything other than your imagination. A want. They don't require anything more than someone catching your eye. It's easy to move on. There aren't any consequences. There aren't any repercussions. But sometimes it's not that simple. Sometimes you'll meet someone. A friend of a friend. Someone you work with. And you'll run into them. Again. And again. And at first you'll think, they're cute. They have a nice smile. And then you find out that they're sweet and funny and passionate. Soon, it's not fleeting what you feel. It's more. It's not some easy, sweet affection that's going to leave as quickly as it arrived. It becomes something more. Something you can't quite define. Something that isn't quite love, not yet, but it's something. A feeling, an emotion, it's complicated. The problem with having a feeling, for feeling that emotion, the trouble is it grows, and you don't even realize it's growing until you're talking about them again. Until you realize that you're always talking about them. Yeah. You talk to people, and they know, and they smile. And then they tell you to do something, to make a move, and you can't breathe. Because it's not that easy. For me, it's not that easy. If it were, I would definitely do something. If I were that confident, that assured, I would have asked them out already. It wouldn't matter if they turned me down because I would have done it. But the thing is that I'm not that confident, I'm not that assured. In fact, I am petrified. I'm petrified of being rejected. Petrified of being humiliated. I'd much rather just let things be. I'd much rather feel that heartache than ruin what we have. This feeling. And as the feeling grows, I make an effort to talk myself out of it. I'll say that I'm not their type. That they'll never see me that way. I make lists based on what I know of this person. The first reasons it would work out. The second reasons why it will crash and burn. I am dedicated. I put time into it. I consider all possibilities. We would work because we make each other laugh. We're passionate, we're physical. We wouldn't work out. We would crash and burn because I wouldn't get on with his friends. He would hate my family. He wouldn't be there for the dark times. He wouldn't love the person I am when I'm anxious, when I'm depressed. And soon, the second list is everything. And I talk myself out of it. I start to believe it, and then the feeling is gone. I've killed it. I poisoned it with all of my talk, because I know just what to say to break my own heart. I say with a smile that I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life. A joke. A joke. But sometimes I believe it, because it's easier. It's easier and it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt as much as having that feeling. It doesn't hurt as much as being almost to feeling more. But it still has.